kids got names?
I'm Lurley.
Ducky.
Ducky? Ain't that an unusual name? Where are you kids coming from?
California.
Well, clearly you didn't drive all the way from California to West Virginia in one night. I mean, maybe two nights. But you must have stopped somewhere before here.
Oh, Tennessee.
Oh, that's nice. Tennessee is fun. Beale Street, Nashville, Dollywood. So much to see. I had to drive the last 5 hours. My Joe is sleeping. We wanted to make it to West Virginia today. We've never rung in the New Year's here. We try to land in a different state every year. So far, we've done 11 New Year's in different states.
Do you live in that?
We sure do.
Do you like it?
Love it.
I want to make this our home, but he won't let me.
Where are your folks?
Dead.
Laura Lee.
Well, they are, Ducky.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Where are you kids going?
Oh, the armpit of America.
New Jersey?
See, Ducky, everyone knows that.
Yeah. I promised our aunt I would drop her off by New Year's Eve, but we got a little sidetracked.
Because we gave birth.
Oh.
No, we didn't give birth. We helped out a couple whose car broke down, and she went into labor. And the paramedics showed up, and it was it. That was it.
That was it? That was it, Ducky? It was amazing. Show her the picture, Ducky. She kind of looks like a sausage all wrapped up like that. I mean, it was unreal how she was just born. Faith, isn't she cute?
She sure is. Sounds like the two of you have had some adventure.
Now he's making me go to New Jersey tonight.
That's a long ride. How many beers have you had, Ducky?
One.
Three.
No harm in going in the morning, is there? My pie is famous, and Joe would love to have some company, especially some kids your age. It's been a while since we've been around teenagers. You must be my Jesse's age. How old are you, sweetie?
16?
17. What a beautiful age. I remember when Jesse turned 17, she was just full of wonder. She had so many questions about the way everything worked. Tired Joe out.
Jesse's your daughter?
She is.
Is she sleeping too?
I'm afraid not. We lost her just about 3 years back.
Oh.
She would have been 20 next month.
Ducky's 20. You don't look old enough to have a 20-year-old daughter.
That's a real sweet thing to say. We did have her young.
I'm sorry to hear about your daughter.
Oh, it's okay. Life is funny that way. You never know what's going to turn up. But 2 weeks after she died, my Joe decided to just put the house on the market and go on the road. I thought it was the worst idea. I couldn't imagine living in this thing. But he can really do his job anywhere, and he was dead set on it. I couldn't imagine. How would you shower?
It's not so bad.
It's been a gift. It was Joe's idea. It was so hard living in that house after, and we really thought she would have wanted us to see the world.
You miss her?
Every day. We see Jesse on the road.
How?
In the sky. The sparrow, first snowflake, sound of the rain. Or in that mining strip right behind that Walmart. See, Jesse had a knack for seeing the obvious beauty. She wouldn't even notice that horrible building. All she would see were the rocks. She would just stare at a piece of earth and smile. It was beautiful to watch. I was so busy worrying about the next thing, I forgot all about the small things in front of me. My Jesse always said that it wasn't those destinations, it was those moments. I've heard that so many times, but we were driving her on a college tour right before she died, and we were stuck on a highway for 5 hours. Big pileup on the interstate. Joe and I were really tired and angry that she was going to miss the tour of the campus. But she kept watching the birds fly in the sky. One in particular. I didn't know she was doing it, but in the back seat, she took a video of this one bird that was bouncing on the highway in between the stopped cars. She thought it was a wonderful gift for that bird to have hours worth of playground he could never land on before. Jesse just taught us so much.
I'm sorry. Oh, don't be.
We had 17 good years with Jesse. I've got to pick up a few things in the store for tonight. Thought I would get some of those horns you blow, you know?
That sounds great. Can we stay, Ducky?
No. I'm real tired, and we do need to get back on the road. I'm gonna lay down for a few minutes. Laura Lee, wake me in an hour if I'm not up. You can count the stars when you drive. I promise we'll count down to midnight together. We just have to get there tomorrow.
Ducky, why? One day is not gonna make a difference.
It's really nice of you to offer, but you are already behind a couple hours.
I understand.
It was nice to meet you.
You too.